Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Biochemist Michael Behe once again stirs the waters of controversy at the edge of evolution. The Edge of Evolution, The Search for the Limits of Darwinism, published by Free Press, is CSC Senior Fellow Michael Behe's long-awaited follow-up to his 1996 bestseller, Darwin's Black Box. While Darwin's Black Box was the book that helped launch the intelligent design movement, The Edge of Evolution is certain to be a revelation and a bombshell in its own ways, and it is already inviting comment and critique from scientists around the world. In The Edge of Evolution, Behe delves deeper into biochemistry and presents landmark evidence that devastatingly disproves that random mutation is a major part of evolution. Going even further, Behe shows that life developed non-randomly from cells to animals. According to Dr. Philip Skell, Evan Pugh Professor of Chemistry Emeritus at Pennsylvania State University, and a member of the National Academy of Sciences, before the past decade and the genomics revolution, Darwin's theory primarily rested on indirect evidence and speculation. Skell says, quote, "Now, however, we have begun to scratch the surface of direct evidence, of which this book offers the best possible treatment. Though many critics won't want to admit it, The Edge of Evolution is very balanced, careful, devastating, and a tremendously important book," end quote. Through a combination of experimental evidence, genome research, and mathematical law, Behe analyzes three key case studies of the tens of thousands of generations of malaria, E. coli, and the HIV virus, and the human genomic response to those invaders. According to the evidence presented by Behe, we now know exactly which mutations have occurred in the struggle between these parasites and their human hosts. We know their rate of occurrence. We know all possible types of mutations. Armed with this, Behe argues, it is then just a matter of extrapolation to determine the limits of Darwinian randomness in the entire tree of life on Earth. With The Edge of Evolution, Behe provides intelligent design with the framework for a comprehensive scientific statement that draws the line between random and non-random mutation in nature, a framework that will help define the principles by which Darwinian evolution can be distinguished from design, a framework that fits design theory together with the findings of cosmology, chemistry, and physics. Ultimately, Behe's book provides the framework to build intelligent design into a robust and overarching theory of the universe. And, just as importantly, Behe lays out a research program, with predictions, to counter the failed predictions of Darwin's enthusiasts. Wednesday, June 13th, Discovery Institute will celebrate the publication of The Edge of Evolution with a special evening event. Come meet Michael Behe at a special reception and discussion of The Edge of Evolution. The book party will be held Wednesday, the 13th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Discovery Institute's Washington, D.C. office, 1015 15th Street Northwest, Suite 900. You can RSVP to Logan Gage at lgage@discovery.org or call area code 202-558-7085. For more information on The Edge of Evolution, visit Evolution News and Views at www.evolutionnews.org. And stay tuned to ID the Future as we have an exclusive interview with Dr. Behe about his new book coming up in just a few days. The Edge of Evolution, The Search for the Limits of Darwinism, is published by Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster. The book is available in bookstores and online right now. This is Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.